Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Conservative.
What I don't like about Washington is they're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete and they stab into your back. I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front-stabbing person, and I'd rather tell people directly how I feel about them.
Nobody talk about politics, like, don't say anything, you know.
A marriage that's been through it all.
She has filed for divorce over his naked political ambition.
These are the views of a couple in love. A couple with children. A couple with differing opinions and perspectives. A couple that survived.
He's kind of like an impetuous guy. In many ways, that's great. In some ways, it's tough when you're married.
What leads them back to each other? Communication, conversation, and a realistic outlook on the world we live in. Your hosts, Anthony and Deirdre Scaramucci. This is Mooch and the Missus.
Mooch?
Yeah, babe, do you think we have a realistic outlook on the world that we live in?
No.
No, I mean, I don't either. I mean, that's like unbelievable radio.com propaganda.
No,
I mean,
no, you know what I like, love? I love, I'm blanking on his name. What's the guy's name that, I sound like James, name. What's the guy's name that was interviewing you the day that I did the show with you and they pitched Mooch and the Misses to us? I can't even talk. You know who I'm talking about?
Ken
anyway.
Charles?
No.
Ken Charles?
No, the actual host of the show. He was like.
Yeah, his name, his first name is Charles too, though.
Oh, Charles, yeah. Name, but, he's laughing uncomfortably in the whole intro when you're like, I'm a more of a front stabbing person. He's like, Do you ever notice that?
Well, because it's like uncomfortable to say, right?
No, because he just like, I don't know, you just make people laugh weird. Like they feel uncomfortable around you.
They feel uncomfortable. I mean, I was at this event and I was sitting with a couple of Goldman people and they were like, oh, you know, the guy's name was Charles Feldman.
I'm sitting
with these Goldman people and they're like, oh, you know, you're like a legend at Goldman Sachs, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm a legend at Goldman Sachs. I mean, they fired me. I mean, they fired me before John Kelly. And then the woman said, oh no, but didn't you get rehired? I said, yeah, I got rehired. But I mean, I was far from a legend. I mean, they couldn't wait to get rid of me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's have a very unrealistic view of the world. Okay. So let's go around the world with an unrealistic view of the world. So how are you, by the way?
Well, first of all, tell us where you are in the world.
I'm sitting,
you like Carmen San Diego. It's hard to find you.
Yeah. I'm sitting off the coast of Saudi Arabia in a small country called Bahrain. And it's basically, it's beautiful here. Hold on one second.
Oh my God, he's putting us on hold on the podcast.
Does this stay in the cut? I guess it has to.
I guess. I mean, this is only something he would do. Like, who says, oh, hold on.
He's actually talking on the phone on the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's like 1 a.m. there.
Sometimes it comes in unknown. I don't know. It could have been the White House. You don't know with the stupid.
Oh, are you talking to us again now?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, there's only two unknown calls that come into my phone. One is from my mother, and the other one's from the White House. I don't know. I had to answer the phone. But it was like some kind of like crank call. But anyway.
I think, yes, he should stay where he is.
Oh, that's a good soundbite.
He crushed me, right? I think Anthony should stay where he is. And then but he said something nice, too, didn't he say something
nice? But Anthony
nice
really is a good guy.
He said you're a good guy.
But Anthony's really, yeah. Which says
he doesn't want you to get any. He doesn't want you to come between Don Jr. and Kim. He doesn't want you in the zone. You might steal her back.
Oh my God!
You know what I mean?
Oh,
that's really why.
This is like
he's trying to protect his son.
Out of the Mooch's
out
of studio, so I'm getting kicked
an ostrich's ass.
I'm getting kicked in the nuts, okay, from 8,000 miles away. Are you loving yourself right now? What are you laughing?
You have such terrible reception. We can't even hear you, but it's all good. So anyway,
can you hear me?
No, we can kind of sometimes. You sound like you're underwater, but I feel like we haven't been on the podcast in so long. Even though, was it only last week? Seems so long ago.
We've
done a lot in a week. That's why
we were in Rome. Moving around, but I mean, I'm at this event. It's going great. I thought Jared did a very good job of articulating.
You have to say what event you're at. Nobody knows where you're at.
So there's a
bad English, you know, ending in a proposition.
Obviously, there's a peace and prosperity plan, and you know, Jared Kushner made an announcement tonight here in Bahrain. He basically spoke for 30 minutes, and then Steve Schwartzman was interviewed as well. And one of the founders of Emar, which is a very large property developer out here, joined Steve on the stage, just talking about what could happen.
Oh, my God, your phone's so annoying.
Okay, guys. So let's try to call me back.
I think we got you back. Are you back?
Yep, I'm here.
Are you sitting in the bathroom? It's very echoey.
Yep, unfortunately, that's the only phone that works here.
Okay, attitude. So anyway, what were we saying? So is this your foray back into the White House?
Aren't we starting over, or we're going right from here?
No, we're going right from here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm in the bathroom at the Four Seasons Hotel, speaking to you from the only phone that works. So if you can hear the echo here, I'm going to flush the toilet for you. Hold on.
No underwear, no thong.
See that? You see that? Now, unlike Washington, here in Bahrain, this toilet does have a drain. But like in Washington, the swamp has no drain. You know what I'm saying?
Rocket Man!
That sound was like our lives in 2017.
What, it was going down the tubes?
The toilet, yeah.
All right, well, you're like, why are you focusing on 2017? We're in 2019.
I'm not focusing on it. What did I...
Yeah, come on.
I said we're one thing. On. Is that focusing on?
Moving on. I sent you flowers from here. Did you get the flowers?
No.
Okay, well, that may, maybe because you haven't been home yet.
Maybe.
I mean, that's such a cutting comment. Did you get the flower? No.
Well, I didn't.
How about you get us up? That's very nice of you to think of me and send me the flower. Oh. I mean, something like that would have gone over better.
I thought you were just saying that. I didn't think you really sent me flowers.
I didn't realize we were doing the remake of Laurel and Hardy. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean,
do you know what someone asked me? So I went to lunch with my uncle today, and he was like, so did Anthony, somebody told me that Anthony said he is in a barrel and suspenders these days. I was like, what? I don't even remember you
I'm
said.
In a barrel and suspenders.
That's what you said, I guess. I don't even remember. Did you say that? I think you asked me if I would still love you if you were in a barrel and suspenders or something.
No.
Yes, you did.
When did I say that?
Like 2 weeks ago.
On the last podcast?
No, like 2 weeks ago.
No underwear, no thong.
I thought I said that. Anyway, whatever. I didn't mean that I was in a literal barrel and suspenders. I said, what if that were to happen to me? Would you still love me is what I said.
Right.
Thank God we're young. I mean, and then I also said with the same podcast, I said, you got to live below your means. That's the secret to success.
Why are you bringing that up?
No, we said that. That was the same podcast. Why are we going back to bio? Are we going to talk about the Peace and Prosperity Conference, or what are we doing?
I'm living in the
past. Why are we going back? Like, you tell your uncle he's got podcast Alzheimer's. He's going back in time.
No, well, I don't know. Anyway. So
you know what Italian, tell the listeners what Italian Alzheimer's is. What's Italian Alzheimer's?
You only remember the grudges.
Yeah, you forget everything but the grudges, baby. And unfortunately for me, you're like a quarter Italian, so it's like indelible. All right, so I'm over here. Have you seen any press reports yet on this conference or no?
Well, honestly, I haven't watched any television today because was at the eye doctor all day and I was blinded by drops. So I haven't been able to read anything. So no, I haven't seen anything, but I'm sure tonight I will. But we already know everything. He told us everything.
All right, well, look, I mean, the good news is it's a $50
billion plan. This is a very boring start to this podcast. We got to spice this up.
The Palestinians aren't going to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm over here, and hopefully they can, a combination of a economic plan and some kind of peace agreement, maybe they can settle down and start creating a better life for themselves. What I hate about the situation is the money goes in, and it ends up in the Swiss bank accounts of the leadership. So it seems very, very stupid, you know? All right, what do you want to talk about, girl? Since you want to talk about Trump-Haley? You think Trump is going to kick Pence off the ticket?
Well, I mean, it's so weird because I think he's so mean and doesn't really care how anyone feels, so he could do anything. But for some reason, I don't think he would do that. Am I mistaken?
Tell me why he wouldn't do that. I don't know. Tell me why he wouldn't do it, Doug. I'll tell you why he would, and I'll tell you why he wouldn't. But why do you think he wouldn't?
I don't know why he wouldn't, other than the fact that maybe the guy's been by his side this whole time, hasn't said one bad thing about him, so he probably feels like he owes him a little bit. But I don't think he feels like compelled to owe anybody anything, any ever. So I'm probably wrong. I don't know. You tell me. I don't know these people. You know them. I have no idea.
Well, let me ask you this. You met Nikki Haley. You've met Vice President Pence. Mm-hmm. Do you think Nikki Haley would help him in a 2020 reelect campaign?
I don't know anything anymore because I don't know who his base is. In my mind, his base is like white people with really strange values. So okay. Nikki Haley seems to be too normal for people. Like
they could be listening to the podcast. I mean,
well, you're a white person with really strange values, and I'm married to you. I'm not saying it in a bad way.
I thought you were going to say like a toothless white person or something like that. I thought you were going to go full Hillary Clinton on me and start calling everybody deplorable and so forth.
No, you just said it now. You're
going that direction.
You're the one that said it now. Now the blood's on your hands.
No, I'm taking out my bridge now. I'm like toothless here, standing in the bathroom, looking at my toothless face.
No, honestly, Nikki Haley, I loved her at our conference. She was my favorite speaker. She's very intelligent. I don't think the media did her justice in their coverage of her when she was in her position at the UN, because when I met her, I was like, oh my God, this woman is like strikingly impressive. And they just made her like kind of like a southern wet noodle when they showed anything of her online on the news. But I think she's way more impressive than Mike Pence personally. Mike Pence sits there like a stuffed suit.
MAGA.
Yeah, MAGA. And he thinks that you could go to like a psychiatrist and not be gay anymore.
Oh. Okay.
Looks like he has a thing for himself for Justin Trudeau. I saw a picture of them the other day. It's like, it's how I look at you.
Okay. You babe.
Just saying.
I mean, all right. You're saying that Mike Pence looks at Justin Trudeau the way you look at me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll show you. I'll find the picture and I'll post it online.
Okay, for some reason,
and I'll
that
say
messaging.
The look of love.
Okay, that messaging, it like further reinforces my belief that you really love me.
Because you know he really loves Justin Trudeau?
It sort of looks that way in the picture.
Oh, you've seen the picture?
Sure it's a platonic love for them. But, I mean, the fact that you are saying that is a very good sign for our marriage, my relationship. So
whatever. I was thinking today, I'm just going to throw this out there and we can get back to serious things. But I was thinking that given everything that happened, I don't think you're being nice enough to me lately. But that's just a little token for thought for you.
Okay.
So, okay, let's go to the next one. Ready?
Okay, but what do you mean? You're just going to run over that? What are you talking about?
We spent the entire weekend in the Hamptons, and he basically hid from me and my kids. I was like, what the hell is going on?
How was I hiding from you and the kids?
He, like, woke up, went into the gym, had a trainer, got a massage, took a shower, left the house, got a coffee. Then I'm, like, seeing all these receipts. He's like going to the bookstore. He's going to the gas station. He's like
really
doing
nice
anything to stay out of the house.
I bought you a really
My
nice
kids are
gift
like, what happened to
thank
dad?
Me for I mean, filling,
crazy.
You thank me for filling up the gas. All right. You like beating up on me sometimes when I'm like more than 5,000 miles from the
no collusion
the house or the
definitely
studio.
No collusion.
No collusion.
You can't have any. You can only have self collusion in a situation like this. It's really
a love note to Melania.
Oh my God.
No collusion, but. All right, but let me ask you three quick things, okay? Okay, number one.
I think Neil has been sitting around gathering sound bites.
I would fucking fire Neil in like a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, I would fucking replace fucking Neil with Nikki Haley tonight. You know what I mean? Okay, I mean, Neil. If you had a choice
I'm
between
sure
Neil
would.
And Nikki, we had a choice between Neil and Nikki Haley as the producer. I mean, what would you do?
I would choose Nikki Haley too.
I mean, you would hit Neil with a bus. Okay, but I know we have to get off the podcast, the cash pod, but let me just ask you something.
Oh my God, we were on the plane and it was we were sitting in this little two-seater British Airways pod and we were calling it the cash pod. Remember me?
Yeah. I mean, it was a little cute little love. It was like more of like a love pod there, but
mm-hmm.
Are you okay with Trump's Iran policies?
It's Iran. You like the way Iran.
Iran? You like the way he's doing this?
No, I think it's totally screwed up. I think he likes to play with people's minds in all scenarios, and that was one that he definitely did that. He like says yes, then he says no, then he says yes, then he says no. He says stop. He says go. So he does that in personal relationships, and then he does this in like serious situations, like foreign policy situations. He's crazy. Trump is crazy.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I'm so tired from him. I can't even give my opinion on the cash pot anymore about him, because I'm so tired. I can't figure him out. I could never be in a relationship with him.
Well, thank God for that.
Collusion.
No, I could never even be like his daughter, because like he's so exhausting. He's so tiring.
Well, he's definitely tiring, but the Iran, however you want to say it, is a terrorist state, and so they have to be checked. Otherwise, I mean, they're
no,
doing
see,
a tremendous
I understand totally
the
whole thing about not wanting to do, this calling off the strike, but like, why wouldn't you get the info and before you say yes and then you say no or whatever? Like, what the did he have the info before he said yes? Because if he did, then why all of a sudden did he call it off? Like, did he know it would kill 150 people before he said yes?
I he claims that he didn't, but the media and the people
wouldn't
that hate
be
him
one of the first
the
questions
leaked,
you ask though?
Yeah, well, the media and the people that hate on him inside the White House claim that he did. All right, but let's
you know what? He's so
lightning.
Interesting. Wait, he's just so interesting because like he's trying to make Americans feel safer by like this whole border thing and all this nonsense with immigrants, and then he's actually creating real tensions with like people who have like nuclear bombs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the world thinks that the Iranians don't have a bomb, but they probably
they
do.
Probably
they probably
do.
Have purchased
Come
one on.
On
the black market. So,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do a round robin here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to name a person, and then you're going to think versus Trump. And then you're going to say, yes, I would vote for that person, or no, you would not. Okay,
you
ready?
Versus
we're going to do a lightning
Trump.
Round.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ready? Cory Booker versus Trump.
No.
Lightning round.
No. Trump.
Okay. Okay, Bill de Blasio versus Trump.
Trump.
Julian Castro versus Trump.
No, it's all Trump. The only person
okay.
who might be a formidable candidate is Joe Biden. If
sleepy
he gets,
guy.
Yeah, Sleepy Joe, if he gets the right running mate.
Okay, so you would vote for Joe. Okay, so then who would be the right running mate for Joe Biden?
Maybe like Kamala Harris or something?
Kamala Harris, tell me why.
Because she's a woman, she's of color, she has some good policies, like I totally agree with women being paid the same amount of money for doing the same job as a man. She also has some really good thoughts on birth control, abortion. You know, she's kind of she has some common sense things that she'd like to put into place. But I don't think she's like 100% capable of being the president, but I think she could make a nice contribution as a vice president.
Okay, so it's her and...
Oh, I also think Mayor Pete would be good. You know, but if you're trying, if you're thinking about votes and like attracting votes, you know, she's a woman. But I like Mayor Pete. I think he's a very smart person. I think it's interesting to have somebody who's gay running. I think that's a good thing.
Well, he's discombobulating with his city right now, right? You see that there was a 56-year-old African-American murdered in the city, and he was getting roasted at a town hall meeting a couple of days ago. You think that's going to affect him at all, or he's just going to shake that off?
Well, he seems pretty resilient, but I mean, anything could affect anybody, I guess. But that would be a little bit crazy for that to be the thing that throws him off course. I don't know. Okay. I mean... Okay, and if it does, then he definitely doesn't belong in any seat in the White House, that's for sure.
You're Joe Biden's strategist. He's gotten the nomination. He's got to name a vice president. It's down to two people, Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg. Who do you go with?
Buttigieg. I saw somebody on the plane. Remember I told you his shirt said Boot Edge Edge. That's what his shirt said for 2020.
Boot Edge Edge. Okay, that's who you'd go with over Kamala Harris, or you'd go with her?
I don't know. I think either one are good, and I think either one would help attract voters because they have different things to offer. I don't know. You ask me all these questions. What do you think? I have no idea.
Well, but no, but I'm like overly informed with this stuff. The reason I'm asking you is that
you're overly informed.
Yeah, I mean, I overthink this shit.
You're
I never
so modest,
get anything right.
You know what I'm saying? Very humble.
No, I don't. I didn't mean that in a good way. I meant that like I'm oversaturated with the information, and so therefore I never make the right decision. I overthink everything.
So you're going for my knee-jerk reaction?
Yeah, you're more in the common sense camp on this stuff. I was paying you a compliment.
I'm the common man.
Not the common
you're the
man.
Bourgeois. I'm the more, bourgeois. You're the elite.
Common sense, I would say. All right, so you would...
I don't know. I would tell him to get one of those two people.
Probably,
but other than that, no.
You'd probably vote for that ticket.
Yeah.
Okay. Crazy Bernie Sanders wants to eliminate $1.6 trillion of student debt. And so that's obviously going
to
be paid for by...
Are you cooking something in the bathroom?
What do you say to that? No, I'm ripping my toenails off and I'm throwing them into the waste paper basket. No, I stood up and I hit the waste paper basket and it
waste
and it
paper
made that
basket. Sound. He's like, oh,
whatever it is, it's like a tin,
garbage can,
like a tin thing, garbage can, whatever you want to call it. I don't
could
know.
Be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds.
Oh my God! What
we should just have a podcast of all sound bites. We don't even have to say anything.
You
want to
get
all
you right. want to get rid of the reparations or not?
I just think we should move forward. You know what I mean? None of us were here when any of that was going on. And I just think that's just a hard thing. It's like we should definitely acknowledge it and we're not ignoring it or anything like that. But I don't see where all this money is coming from.
Okay, what about wiping out student debt?
Well, I would love to do that also, but I think we need to think of a plan that probably involves like private business or something like that to fund it. And you know, like how we had this idea where you basically sponsor somebody. If you think they're super smart, you pay off their debt and they in some way, shape or form, you're their mentor and you build up their you know, you help them build their career. Like you back a person. It's almost like a stock, you know. Like that
okay,
makes more sense.
Okay, but you're not recommending that the federal government.
No, because
pays
there's no way that we could
20.
Afford all of that. We're already in debt. How are
right.
we affording
you
this?
You don't even know if there were wise investments in the. I mean, what do you say to the people that just paid all their debts, and now?
Well, that's the other thing. Okay, I paid all my school debt. I mean, you paid all your school debt. So what's the deal?
No, of course.
I just think that you can't. The money doesn't come from the tree, as you know. My mom used to tell me. So. No, I don't think it's a good idea. I think ideally it's a good idea, but I don't think it's practical because we don't have the money for it. Just like I really do believe everybody should be afforded health care, but I don't see how we can possibly swing that. You know, we have to come up with better ways to do things like this. If we're actually going to try to implement them, we have to come up with better ways of funding them, not just from tax money, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. The Uncle Neil is forcing us out of the studio, so let me ask you something.
I would fucking fire Neil in like a heartbeat.
Oh my gosh.
I totally would fire the guy. Okay, but let me just ask you.
He didn't
you
laugh.
One last
he doesn't.
Question.
He's not laughing at what you. He's saying
what
that.
What are you doing?
He's
on?
He's mad at you. What?
No, he isn't. He's bright red and laughing.
No, he's not. He's not bright red and he's pissed. Okay, so what?
So what would you do with what are you going to be on Saturday at 4:00?
At the Mets game.
And why? Why are you going to be there?
Because it's the 1969. It's the anniversary, and we're going with all your buddies. Check out your people.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very pumped. What do you think of Maria Shriver sitting in for?
He just broke
Oda.
My eardrums with that thing.
What do you think about that?
I think that's a good thing. I think a lot of people love Maria Shriver. I think she has a huge following. And now she's all back in the news because her daughter just married like a Hollywood star.
Who did her daughter marry?
Oh, what's his name? Ugh, I'm blanking. He was married to Anna Faris before. Anyway, he's cute. And they just got married like 2 weeks ago. So the Schwarzenegger Shriver crew is back in the news.
Okay, well that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this, when I come home, I'm not treating you well. So when I come home, I'm gonna be very doting on you.
That's okay.
Very treating, lovey dovey.
So I hope everyone enjoyed the most boring podcast of the series. And
oh my God, it wasn't that bad.
We promise to do better next week. Where are we next week? Are we here? Are we both in the studio?
Yeah, we're in studio. Babe.
Okay,
it'll
be much better.
All right.
Have a safe trip over there, Mr. Peace and Prosperity.
Love you.
All right, love you. See you guys. Catch us online. I'm not tweeting these days, but Anthony is. But you can catch us online anyway because he still posts my stuff. So we'll see you guys next Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.